From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, September the 11th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board and the Catskill Board of Education have each approved the settlement of a tax assessment challenge by Holcomb Cement. The agreement will have fiscal ramifications for both the town and the school district during the next budget cycles. The settlement drops the assessment on the Swiss-based Global Building Materials and Aggregates Company's parcel at Smith's Landing to $2.3 million. The Catskill Assessor's Office originally valued the property at $5.6 million. At the reduced assessment, the company's tax bill will decrease by nearly 60%. Catskill Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio acknowledged the impact the reductions will have on the town's 2016 budget, stating the loss in revenue will be difficult to absorb, as it typically compromises either services or a municipality's tax rate. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Environmental Management Council reported earlier this summer that the test on treated water from the Dewey-LaFell Superfund site did not reveal the presence of hazardous chemicals in local waterways. The EMC noted that while few sites were sampled, there was no evidence of contaminants in the water or sediment samples collected in the county. Treated water from the Rensselaer County site continues to be released into the Valencia Kill, which runs through the northern part of the county and empties into Kindakut Lake. The report was presented to County Board of Supervisors Chairman Pat Grattan in June after the EMC reviewed the results of Environmental Protection Agency test and toured the treatment plant at the site. The report stressed the county must continue to monitor the ongoing cleanup efforts at Dewey-LaFell. The report noted, and I quote, "As you are aware, the treatment plant is an interim step designed to prevent the chemical plume from the site from spreading any further. The plan for complete site cleanup and remediation is being developed by the EPA, and the entire Superfund cleanup process will take several more years," end quote. Dewey-LaFell was a dumping ground for toxic industrial waste by General Electric and other companies from 1952 to 1968, when the state ordered the site closed. The EPA continues to oversee operations at the treatment plant and to test the water. While work to clean the water continues, cleanup of the actual Superfund site will take many more years. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Now here's a report from Andrea Sears of the Public News Service on Governor Cuomo's proposed statewide $15 minimum wage.
Workers and union organizers were cheering in New York City Thursday as Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his latest minimum wage proposal. First, the governor announced that the State Department of Labor has officially approved the recommendation to raise the minimum wage for fast food workers to $15 an hour. But then he went a step further, saying that if fast food workers deserve a raise, then so do construction workers, home health care aides, and taxi cab drivers.
Every working man and woman in the state of New York deserves $15 an hour as a minimum wage, and we're not going to stop until we get it done.
Cuomo will be asking the legislature to pass a bill increasing the wage from the current $8.75 an hour, phasing it in over 3 years in New York City and 6 years for the rest of the state, the same schedule as the raise for fast food workers. Los Angeles and some other cities have already raised their minimum wage to $15, but if state lawmakers act on the governor's proposal, it would make New York State's the highest statewide minimum in the country. Mary Kay Henry, international president of the Service Employees International Union, says that will send a clear message to the governors of every other state.
New York is going to challenge the rest of the nation to deal with the grossest inequality in our generation, once and for all.
Some business leaders claim that raising the minimum wage will force them to lay off workers and cut hours. But Vice President Joe Biden contends that putting money into the hands of working people will actually stimulate the economy and create more jobs.
It's the right thing to do, and the federal minimum wage needs to be raised. It's been 10 years since Congress has increased it. People are further behind today than they were 10 years ago.
President Barack Obama has called for raising the federal minimum wage to $12 an hour. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Finally, Andrea Sears is also reporting from the Public News Service that equal pay for equal work is what the bill announced last week would require of companies that want to do business in the state of New York. The bill, drafted by Senator Brad Holman and Assemblymember Deborah Glick, would make companies submit equal pay reports broken down by gender, race, and ethnicity as a condition of winning a bid on state contracts. Sonia Osorio, president of the National Organization of Women of New York, says that would make companies assess whether they are paying their employees fairly. She said, and I quote, "It is a lever that the state has and therefore that taxpayers have to take a look at pay inequity issues and try to deal with them," end quote. The bill would use the same occupational categories as the Federal Equal Employment Opportunities Commission, but would not apply to companies with fewer than 100 employees. Osorio says it would complement the New York State Fair Pay Act passed by the legislature last spring. She adds that more needs to be done, such as addressing the wage differences between job categories. She said, and I quote, "In schools, janitors are paid more than teachers' aides. One is very male-dominated, one is very female-dominated." According to Osorio, women in New York are currently paid an average of 86 cents for every $1 a man is paid for the same work. That falls to 66 cents for African-American women and 54 cents for Latinas. And now for the weekend weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of rain before 7 a.m. today, then patchy drizzle with a slight chance of showers between 7 a.m. and noon. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30% for today. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 56 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Saturday, there'll be a chance of showers mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 61 degrees. And on Sunday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm mainly before 3 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. with a temperature high near 70 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mostly cloudy with a low around 52. Sunrise today was at 6:31 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:11 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 40 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 11th day of September 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.